All right, gentlemen, week two of the IPL done, three matches per team done. And guess who is at the top of the table right now?
No surprise.
Royal Challengers of Bangalore.
No surprise.
ये क्या चल रहा है दुनिया में. आरसीबी इज ऑन टॉप ऑफ द टेबल. तीन मैच खेल के तीनों जीता हुआ है.
आई मीन 2021
थिंग्स. आई मीन पहले 2020 बोलते थे, अभी ये भी बोले 2021 में ये सब हो रहा है. व्हाट
Exactly.
Yeah, we thought we had seen the worst in 2020.
Exactly.
Well, things could get a lot worse, Patki. We are just in week two of the IPL. There's week 3, 4, 5, 6 left as well.
ESCN.
ESPN is Salah Cup number.
It's happening.
All right. All right. RCB is on the top of the table, followed by Delhi Capitals, followed by Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings, RR, KKR, Punjab Kings, and Sunrisers of Hyderabad, who have had a shitty season till now. Three played, three lost. How did the league get to this point? Let's discuss the matches that happened over the last week. Let's discuss a few memorable performances as well. And let's discuss what we are looking forward to in the next week as well. All right. The first match of the week was Mumbai Indians versus KKR. A humdinger of a match, which MI managed to clinch somehow or the other. I mean, we were all baffled while watching it. It kind of became a template later on. But yeah, MI versus KKR was the first of those matches, first of such matches. Patki, would you like to say something about that match?
Yep. It was a crazy match, right? Like, we started off well. Mumbai batted really well in the initial overs. And I don't know what is happening with the batting of Mumbai Indians after the over number 15th. They just lost their way again. And we have sort of become a donation box for all shitty bowlers. And, you know, we are bringing them in form and giving them fivers. So that happened with Andre Russell. And the way Kolkata started, honestly, I don't think anybody had any hopes of Mumbai winning that game. But yeah. I think this is one of the hallmarks of what, you know, Mumbai Indians has been, and especially how Rohit Sharma manages the game. Like, he never lets his grip loose on the game. The minute he sees an opening, right, and the way they attacked after that, it was just crazy. And he was, oh, Bangalore copied it the next day, so... It became a template, like
I said. Bangalore copied it. Patki doesn't mince words.
City Bulls are having an IPL purple cap. Yeah. Imagine what are the other Bulls up to.
Oh, crap. I mean, aisa ho gaya tha na, MI ke first two matches mein five par le lo. Matlab, all the law of averages catching up, you know, 13 saal tak kisi ko bhi five par nahi diya, do match mein do de dale.
Dude, Vijay Shankar getting two wickets is equivalent to a five par, okay.
He got Rohit Sharma and Surya Kumar Yadav out. So yeah, we'll come to that later, of course. But dude, Bucky, I'm telling you, 15th over ke baad mein Chennai ke pitch mein aisa ho gaya tha na ki, see, apne jitne bhi jo bhi Mumbai Indians ka batting might hai down the order, like Kyron Pollard, Hardik Pandya, Krunal Pandya, etc., they are used to having the ball come on to the bat. Aur Chennai mein 15 over ke baad mein game hi palat raha hai pura ka pura. 15th over tak the ball is still coming onto the bat reasonably well, but uske baad mein, dude, it was surprising kaise wo log hug diye sabke sab. Andre Russell defend kar raha hai 18th over mein. Like, he had no clues.
I think he was shit scared the minute we attacked him.
And he had no
idea about how to tackle a spinner.
See, I'm telling you what, Andre Russell is going through some personal shit. 100% he's going through some personal shit. And the moment he clears that clutter out, no, he will be back to the... Ek to change in venue chahiye KKR ko. That is absolutely not suitable for their batting lineup. And yeah. Apne ko us time pe lag raha tha, goti muh mein aa gaya ke, aray shit, kya ho gaya? Itte se runs bane, 152 kaise defend hoga, falana. Once the 15th over was done, the pitch is like, ke, sorry, abhi game palatne wala hai. And this is what fucking leads to all of these Ambani ka paisa memes and shit and whatnot. Yari, kuch bhi, कुछ भी मुंबई मैच पलटा तो अंबानी का पैसा करता हूँ
बट मुंबई
लास्ट मैच भी चेन्नई में हुआ था बट ठीक है चलो लास्ट मैच का डिस्कशन होगा तब आएगा बट यू नीड प्लेयर्स लाइक एबी मैक्सवेल यार वो लोग पिच कुछ भी ओवर मारते हैं
एक्चुअली कमिंग
ऑन मतलब पोलार्ड अंडर रसल नहीं मारे तो पिच खराब है और एबी मैक्सवेल मारे तो पिच चेंज हो गया सडनली ऐसे कैसे
इट वाज अ डे टाइम पिच फुल क्रेडिट टू एबी फॉर हिज इनिंग्स अगेंस्ट मुंबई इंडियंस इन द फर्स्ट मैच But it was a day match. It was always going to be a little bit easier. I'm not saying it is going to be
full.
Yeah,
but a little the bit thing easier. Is, right, what AB and even Maxwell were doing in the last game was they were being smart, right? When you know tomorrow finally like third man Hooper, he would play those cuts. He will try and look for gaps. Apne log aage hi maare ja rahe. Tumko pata hai wahan fielder hai, nahi maar pa rahe ho. So, like, think of something else. And it's not that these guys are not used to playing slower bowlers or Like first match, I give it to you, right? You know, you won't. You there are devils in the pitch, but after the third game, by the time you reach the third game, you expect better performance from the batsmen.
Yeah, which we still haven't reached. You need to learn. You need to learn, right? You need to learn from what is happening. I mean, you're an international. You get paid in crores to play the IPL, man. There is no excuse for not being able to bat on a certain pitch. Which is why, but any which way, it has led to entertaining matches. Nobody is complaining. But again, Bumrah and Bolt and Chahar, they just wreaked havoc amongst the KKR batsmen. And it was. I'm so glad that the same script repeated a couple of days later as well. But again, a fabulous match. The next match, RCB versus SRH. RCB managed to clinch it. They were in control. I mean, yeah, they were sitting on the driver's seat. People were kind of a little bit worried about their score and all, but I believe they were fairly in control of the match by the 13th over of the SRH innings. Ram, would you like to talk more about it?
Nah, yeah. Actually, till the time Besto was on crease, na, match was SRH. Matlab, they needed 35 from 24 balls, yeah. 8 wickets in hand. So, kaun haar sakta hai wahan se? Matlab, ya to RR ya SRH. Ye do teams hi aise hai jo battle karte hai aise. Baki to koi itna zyada, matlab, 8 wicket wala match, yaar, come on. Matlab, 4 over ki baat hai, yaar. बट अगेन क्रेडिट टू कैप्टन कोहली यार शाबाश को लाया और विकेट लिया और एक रन भाई ने वो ओवर में पूरा पलट गया भाई
It was fairly, I'll tell you what, if you've been observing the last few games closely, आपको पता चल गया था कि 15वें ओवर के बाद में अगर required run rate 6 का भी है ना तो opposition की फटने वाली है chase करने में If your bowling lineup has people who can just land the ball in the correct areas, unko pace nahi chahiye. Pace off the ball was the mantra in Chennai.
Yes, absolutely.
It was good. But then again, next match, DC versus RR. I mean, DC put on a decent total on the board, but RR kind of hota hai na, wo kabhi na kabhi unke andar ka wajood jaag jata hai, and then somehow or the other they rise out of the ashes like a phoenix and all. Ke nahi, ye game to hum jeetenge. They have done this countless times. They have this knack of making matches interesting. Chinmay, would you like to add a little bit more about it?
Yes, for sure. Actually, this match was the third match that was played at 1KD. And compared to the previous two matches, I'd say this was a low scorer because the previous two matches were 180, 190 kind of matches. This was the first match at 1KD where the bowlers dominated. So if you see the first half of both the innings, both the teams had lost around 5 wickets.
Yep.
Right? So it was a match where bowlers had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. And the way, in fact, based on the previous matches at 1KD, we thought that 147 would be a walk in the park for the likes of Rajasthan Royals. But even the DC bowlers came out all guns blazing, and before 10th over, even RR had lost 5 wickets. So I think the way David Miller batted, actually he should have been, he was the man of the match for me, I'd say, because I believe so too.
Miller, he kind of थोड़ा रिवाइव किया नहीं क्या इनिंग्स को
एग्जैक्टली ही नॉट ओनली स्टेबलाइज्ड ही कंटिन्यूड दैट ही एंश्योर्ड दैट द रन रेट इज नेवर रिक्वायर्ड रन रेट इज नेवर आउट ऑफ रीच इट स्टिल रिमेन्ड अचीवेबल एंड देन मॉरिस फाइनली डिड शोड व्हाई ही पेड सो मच मनी एंड काइंड ऑफ टुक द गेम होम इट वाज रियली नाइस टू सी आई मीन आई एम वन ऑफ द fans of Chris Morris. I like to see him play, and it was really nice to see the way he batted.
I am one of his biggest. वो जो shot मारता है ना cow corner पे six मारता है.
Plus the way Jaydev Unadkar bowled. I mean, it was really amazing. I thought this will be a comeback match for him, but seeing his performance today, I was really see because actually, if you see Jaydev Unadkar's first class record, I mean, he's an amazing bowler. I mean, he takes wickets for fun in Ranji, right? So to see him not do equally well or even, you know, it's really disheartening to be see actually to see actually because he's actually a good player, but I don't know what gets to him. I mean, he just lets the pressure get to him sometimes, I feel. But let's see what happens. But this was a fun game to watch. One of the nail biters.
It was. They were 42 for 5 at one point in time, chasing 150. Yes. It was like, Gaya, exactly. Match is over.
Gaya. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we had written them off. So in fact, the way it started, right? When Rajasthan started batting, we'd assumed that they're going to win. 148 at 1 today, it's like a walk in the park. But then the way BC bowlers bowled initially, Avesh Khan, Chris Wokes. Chris Wokes is an amazing bowler. The way he bowls, the rhythm with which he bowls, it's just fun to watch. And they're actually.
Have you noticed how expansive his action is? I mean, he makes full use of the aerodynamics of his body to generate that kind of pace that he does.
The swing and everything.
Clean action. Clean action to watch. But yeah, interesting match.
It was a good game, indeed.
It was one of the better games of this IPL, I would say. I mean, there were the most boring game of the IPL was the next one. It was Kings XI Punjab. Sorry, Punjab Kings versus Chennai Super Kings. Matlab, it took effectively the power play to end the match. Punjab Kings ka reed ka haddi tod diya Deepak Chahar ne apne first spell ke andar. And it was done. Ek to Deepak Chahar and Jadeja. Oh my God! Matlab, wo kya banda hai yaar? Fielding se matches jeeta tha.
Amazing.
Annals of fielding. वो बोलते हैं ना जब उसमें नाम लिखे जाएंगे ना लोगों के तो I believe रविंद्र जडेजा का नाम will be right up there because you देखो यार कैच पकड़ रहा है रन आउट कर रहा है he's changing the game within the power play as the catch पकड़ रहा है it's just that. See, any team that he plays in, which is why he is the MVP of Indian Test cricket along with Ravi Ashwin as well. But I mean, Jadeja ke liye to I will go as far as to say ke Indian cricket ka MVP hai. Because Hardik Pandya ka apan dekhte hain, yaar, batting karta hai, theek hai, bowling kabhi kabhi karta hai, kabhi kabhi, most of the time injured rehta hai, jab se uska career chalu hai tab se. But Ravindra Jadeja has evolved as a spinner. I remember him getting hit for 6 sixes of 6 consecutive balls. Not in the same over, but across 2 overs in one of the T20 World Cups against Australia. But he has come such a long way since then. Abhi matlab, he's worked really hard on his bowling. And of course, he's a good batsman as well. But you have to give him credit where it is due. We have been saying this for time immemorial now. But it was that game was done and dusted within the power play. Punjab Kings somehow Shahrukh Khan ne thode bahut mare matlab he tried to revive that innings they managed the score of what 107 108 or something like that
it was too little too late
100% too late. 106 for 8 they managed to score in their 20 overs Chennai Super Kings ke batting lineup ke liye these fuckers bat till 11 Chennai Super Kings bat till 11
Indeed.
Shardul Thakur is good with the bat. Aaj un log ko Shardul Thakur ko khilane ka naubat aaya. Next in was Deepak Chahar. Deepak Chahar bhi chakke maarta hai. We have seen him win matches for CSK with his bat. So, Chennai Super Kings ke liye, that was never going to be the problem. I am sorry to say this, but the weakest link in Chennai Super Kings ka all 11 players is MS Dhoni.
And then next
and five, by the way, there was 200 match of Thala, right?
Tonight was the 200 match of Punjab Kings as a player it was the 200 match as a captain tonight was the 200 match correct Ram Singh you were correct that was 200 that was Thala's 200th match for Chennai Super Kings
because I wanted to say this Rituraj Gaikwad gave perfect fitting tribute to Thala डॉट पे डॉट खा रहा था भाई.
Vijay Hazare Trophy. I mean, he scored a lot of runs, right? So I'm not sure why he's struggling with his timing and everything.
He dropped Gale in first over.
Oh, he dropped a catch as well. Oh.
He did. It was a very easy catch. Regulation chance. Yeah.
So I think everything is playing at the back of his mind, and he's not completely focused on his batting because he's an amazing player. Like I said again, he's also one of those, you know, easy on the eye kind of a batsman. But I feel
Robbie over Gaikwad. Yeah, Robbie ko chance dena chahiye.
Well, after looking at the performance tonight, looking again, he wasn't very good with the bat tonight either. So I believe what you're asking for, Ram, might happen in the next game play. Yeah. Because there is very low room right now because ho gaya yaar, teen matches ho gaya and teams are warmed up now. Cat and mouse wala game chalo ho jayega top 4 mein ek leg dalne ke liye, kuch to points pile up karne ke liye, falana. Unless you're Mumbai Indians and you believe in losing. So, yeah.
And you have Ambani ka paisa.
Ambani ka paisa. And player number. Nahin, mein ko ek baat puchne ke yaar. If agar koi MI versus RCB ka match ho raha hai aur agar usme MI jeetti hai by some stroke of luck or something of that sort aur usme log bolte hai Ambani ka paisa hai to paisa kisne khaya?
Virat Kohli.
Bahut log hai bas umpire sabse pehle to umpire ko khilate ho hamesha 13 player ke saath utarte ho phir koi ek bowler ko kharid loge.
I remember an anecdote
from that match. So the entire Kolkata Knight Riders bowling lineup that got RCB all out for 49, they bought each and every one of their bowlers next season and still shagged the bed.
मुझे तो लग रहा है कि उसको इंडियन टीम में कॉल अप मिल सकता है अगर पूरे
चेन्नई
डूइंग इट्स थिंग मतलब वो यूरोप वो भी चेन्नई डूइंग इट्स थिंग है.
मैं सिराज के लिए मना नहीं कर रहा हूँ, ही इज अ ग्रेटली इंप्रूव्ड बॉलर, लेकिन हर्षल पटेल को अगर तू चेन्नई के पिच के स्लो बॉलर के परफॉर्मेंसेस को देख के बोलेगा इसको इंडियन टी20 टीम के अंदर लो, दैट इज वेरी
मतलब एटलीस्ट.
अरे एक काम करना, तू ही देख उसको, अभी चेन्नई से शिफ्ट होकर आरसीबी का भी वेन्यू चेंज हो गया, कोई तो और ग्राउंड पे जाओगे.
वानखेड़े आ रहे हम लोग.
अब मजा आएगा, अब देखना उसको कैसा बोलिंग करता है. ओके, मतलब आई वुड बी ग्लैड टू बी प्रूवन रॉन्ग, आई मीन डोंट वरी, खाली एमआई के अगेंस्ट हक दे, दैट्स ऑल.
नेक्स्ट
मैच ऑफ द वीक वॉज मुंबई इंडियंस वर्सेस एसआरएच, अ सिमिलर हमडिंगर. बाय दिस टाइम ऐसा हो गया था कि टेम्पलेट बन गया है कि मतलब हाँ भाई फर्स्ट इनिंग्स में सबको लगेगा कि टीम बैटिंग फर्स्ट ने टट्टी कर दी है और देन सेकंड इनिंग्स में टीम में स्टार्ट है, लेकिन 15 के बाद में बोलेगा सॉरी बेटा गेम पलटने वाला है. इट इज दैट बैड. प्रशांत, डू यू हैव एनीथिंग टू ऐड अबाउट दिस मैच? योर फेवरेट टीम एसआरएच लूजिंग टू माय फेवरेट टीम मुंबई इंडियंस.
इट ब्रेक्स माय हार्ट अगेन एंड अगेन. एंड देयर इज सो मच टू टॉक अबाउट द मैच, राइट? द कॉम्बिनेशन
you have Lakshman in there, and somehow I've understood the brilliance of Lakshman and Dravid later in my life. Like, I was fascinated growing up a little bit more with Dada and Tendulkar, and those are great cricketers in their own sense.
Dadi is taking us on a nostalgia trip.
And when you have Lakshman in the dressing room, and when you have Kane Williams in there, be it as that way that TSK might steal him sometime soon, but when you have Kane Williams, how can you not support SRH? But they just can't fill the middle order void. Manish Pandey is like, they got Manish Pandey, Yusuf Pathan, and another couple of KKR players, right? And Yusuf Pathan was a burden during his last season with SRH. And now Manish Pandey has become that burden, right? They can't pick him, they can't drop him. And he's going to sink. The team will sink with him.
Manish Pandey's batting has been inexplicable this season. It has been inexplicable because it is not like he has been batting after the 15th over where the pitch, where, you know, the demons of the pitch start coming out and everything. He is a, he's, I don't know, he's an upper middle order batsman. Okay. So he gets in when the pitch is still not doing things.
Yep. And finally, if you look at it, Mumbai is carrying Rohit Sharma in the top and the middle order. Rohit Sharma is not performing as much as the others are pulling their weight, right?
He's been okay.
But KL Rahul has been scoring the run. And because others have not been performing as much as Mumbai middle order has been doing, Punjab has been struggling. Here, Manish Pandey is undoing what David Warner and Bairstow do. He's not playing the holding game with Samad and others around him. I don't know, man. SRH seem to be not wanting to end up in the top four, sadly.
It is very obvious that SRH, I don't know how true this is, but, and I don't know how many of you guys have observed this and feel the same way. I believe the management is being too nosy with SRH's team management. I think it is a little bit of extra interference which is kind of leading to all sorts of chaos in the team, because their team selection has been baffling. It has been baffling this entire season. They have lost three matches. Okay, we are still fresh into the season, but all three matches you are playing Virat Singh, Abhishek Sharma, and Abdul Samad, three rookies in a match against MI. That is not you. MI has Trent Bolt, Jasprit Bumrah, Rahul Chahar in their bowling lineup. They have Adam Milne. Okay, Adam Milne got shredded to pieces by Bairstow, but Bairstow is an international batsman. बाकी के लोगों का परेड लग गया ना वो दोनों के विकेट के बाद में.
नहीं, एक बात बता, who उनके exactly Warner और Bairstow के बाद कौन है उनके पास बैटिंग का?
They haven't been wise in their auction strategy. They have gone for Kedar Jadhav and now they don't have confidence to pull him in the 11 right now. So,
one second. Kedar Jadhav से पहले you are picking in Abhishek Sharma and Abdul Samad and Virat
exactly.
Singh. So, is exactly. he not fit? Because that is my major question. Is he not fit? Because if he's a spinning all-rounder, he walks into any team that he's a part of.
And how I can think, you keep Sandeep Sharma think, out?
Exactly. I think that is how the major issue, right? Leaving out Sandy and Abhishek Sharma is fine, right? Because he is experienced enough.
The problem isn't Abhishek Sharma. The problem is three rookies packed in the middle order where kisi ne pressure absorb karne ka capacity nahi hai.
Correct.
So
one down issue, Manish Pandey, that too. Jo pressure build karta hai aur.
Boss, those Karnataka boys have had a very lull IPL so far, and both of them fucking stat padders. KL Rahul ne jitte bhi runs banaye honge na, they aren't quality runs. Those runs have actually, his slow pace to start with has come back to bite PBKs towards the end of the match. Of course, the truth is always visible in the hindsight, but dekhte pata chal raha hai na, yaar, uska last season bhi yehi problem tha. And that fucker has the nerve to come out and say strike rate is overrated. I mean, fuck you.
I don't know, man. They need to figure out, and getting the three Afghanistan players, as much as I really think all three can be picked with a four foreigner quota, they do not fit in the scheme of things, right? They do not.
It's like going to Nepal and saying main foreign ja kya hai. अभी पाकिस्तान वाले सीरीज में बजाया है उसने मस्त, और अभी he's back in मतलब टच में भी आ गया
है. If SRH had somebody of the pedigree of David Miller or even I don't know man, maybe the world is just short of middle order batsmen and SRH can't figure out. Maybe just Jason Holder should come and bat out for them.
They have Jason Holder, they have Mohammad Nabi. सबको बाहर रखा है.
इतना थ्रेटनिंग लगता है ना उनका स्क्वाड ऑन पेपर के, मतलब ये लोग अगर बेस्ट 11 खिला दे तो किसी को भी ढेर कर देंगे. एंड हियर दे आर लूजिंग 3 out of 3 मैचेस इफेक्टिवली चोकिंग इन ईच वन ऑफ देम.
The issue is that their 11, if it is formed out of maximum foreigners, is a very strong lineup, right? But if you adhere to the quota, right, of 4 foreigners and 7 Indians, Indian proper except Bhuvi, and Bhuvi I think is not effective on Indian pitches at all. So I don't really.
That's where we come to the Dhawan link, right? Whenever Dhawan left because of him not being paid enough or money.
Did you guys see that image that resurfaced like you know a few days ago?
तो मुजीबुर रहमान की जगह केदार जादव को खिला लो.
मुजीब भी अफगानी है सर, हैदराबादी नहीं है.
तो वही करना पड़ेगा.
वही बोल रहा हूँ
मैं, तो अभी भी बोल रहा हूँ. मैं अभी भी बोल रहा हूँ राशिद खान को आधार कार्ड दे दो, राइट? आई एम गोइंग
गेट एन आधार, खुशी खुशी ले लगाओ.
I am ready to pay 50,000 from my side. I think you all will be happy to pay.
Look at this, Priyesh Raimanya being Batman.
Aadhar card, Bengal election ke last phase mein voting mein chalega kya sir? Aadhar card sir, wo Bengal election mein vote dal.
Bilkul chalega, bilkul chalega. Kyun nahi chalega?
Magic team and
boom in the same lineup. Khatam.
I mean, India should just demand. India should just demand Rashid Khan from Afghanistan for providing them so much support and infrastructure for their cricket. बोला कि हमको ये चाहिए, full on, बस that's it.
कुछ पैसा नहीं चाहिए, कुछ प्यार नहीं चाहिए.
देहरादून का स्टेडियम उनके नाम पे कर दो, where they've been playing all their cricket. अफगानिस्तान क्रिकेट बोर्ड को दे दो देहरादून.
कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, खाली रशीद भाई चाहिए बस.
रशीद भाई चाहिए. But again, what a fabulous. I mean, it is surprising. I think next decade ka jab counting hoega, tabhi Rashid Khan will be taken into consideration. Last year ka T20 player of the decade was Kyron Pollard. Undisputedly, of course, one of the legends of the game for MI as well. But yeah, for this decade, 100% I would say Rashid Khan will be. Because he's just starting out. We've been seeing him play for so long. He's no more than 23 years of age, I believe.
Yeah.
He has like a good decade ahead of him.
22. He's 22.
Oh, 22. Oh, fuck. Okay. Abhi thoda kharab lag raha hai.
And he's already the captain of the national team. So
he is. God damn. After El Presidente retired, I mean Mohammad Nabi retired, he has been the captain.
Yep, Asaf Zai koi tha na?
In the World Cup it was someone else.
I think his name was also Afghan.
Gulbuddin Neb was the captain of Afghanistan in the World Cup.
अरे वो उसकी वजह से हारे थे ना पाकिस्तान के अगेंस्ट.
हाँ, अरे he brought himself on to bowl ना, he gave them pace on the bowl when the spinners were bowling so well. But anyway, that's a blast from the past.
Exactly.
The next match that happened this week was RCB versus KKR, where RCB just ripped KKR apart. I mean, ऐसा हो गया था. So by the way, this match happened on the anniversary of the IPL. 18th of April 2008 was when the first IPL match was played. You guys remember, don't you? Baz McCullum setting the entire stage on fire.
Yes.
It was it was one of the craziest. I mean, we were in college, we were in engineering, doing engineering at that time. Like, aisa bhi cricket kya hota hai? Every one of us, like, every cricket follower's wet dream come true. All foreigners mixing together and playing and shit and whatnot. And exactly, you know, 13 years to the day, the same matchup, but the result strikingly different. I mean, Glenn Maxwell has... Okay, I you know what? I would let Prateek do the talking for this match. Prateek, what did you have to think about this match? RCB versus KKR.
So basically, this was third match for RCB. And first couple of matches, they won. RCB fans are very confident. We are teasing them. And they were very close matches, right? They won by a couple of wickets and 6 runs. So yeah, it was correct. They won it. It wasn't much convincing. And we always felt, okay, they peaked early and maybe they'll start their usual, they'll take their usual route. But they just proved it. No, they're still going to improve. And they're going to be an even better team now. Because they're new joiners, Maxwell and the other guy, Jameson. Kyle Jameson, they're doing very well. They're justifying their price tags. And their old players, one by one, are coming into form. Right? Yeah. Yuzvendra Chahal did not take a single wicket in previous matches. Now he played a very crucial role. Then...
Yeah.
I have to say, Siraj is becoming a very serious player for them. So, he has been through a lot in the last 1 year. He has proved to be a very good player for club and country. Now, you can literally look at him as a senior player now. He's just not the exciting player from IPL anymore. He's over against that. He's over against Andre Russell was something else. I mean, he did
it
not...
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
He was bowling almost same ball again and again, and still Andre Russell could not do anything about it. That was the best part of it. It wasn't like he was...
There is something different about him since the Australia series, isn't there? I mean, it is... He's beaming with confidence. Thank you. Thank you so much. That told words right out of my mouth. He's beaming. Look at his line. I mean, aisa lag raha hai ki ball ke andar extra zip aa gaya uske. And his lines have been perfect. His lengths have been excellent. And and that over that Prateek was talking about, I mean, 19th over of the fucking match, and .. one to Andre Russell, one of the most fearful hitters of the ball in T20, the game of cricket has ever seen. It was absolutely something else. But that match, I mean, AK de Villiers is batting. That man is not from Earth, is he?
No. Yeah. He's from some another planet, man. He personifies that tag that he's been given. Mr. 360 degree.
That beamer.
And
that
I like his comment, too. I like his comment after the match that he still surprises himself. I mean...
aisa hona chahiye cricketers ke andar ke matlab yaar last itna he's retired for God's sake, he's retired from international cricket and he's playing better than most other people in their prime playing international cricket. So
he wishes to come back, there's some politics happening actually in the South Africa board, but let's see.
There is something, but Boucher will get him back. Boucher 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if they are to stand any chance of winning the World Cup, AB de Villiers needs to be there, because otherwise their team just doesn't stand a chance. They are still in that rebuilding process. I don't know how long it will take, but yeah, it's horrible. They lost all three formats of the game against Pakistan.
And their home.
Exactly. In South Africa. That was the most surprising part.
Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy. But again, a very comfortable victory for RCB that match. The next match, Delhi Capitals versus Punjab Kings. Again, a relatively, high-scoring encounter last night. But Delhi Capitals chasing the total down with ease. Chinmay, would you like to talk us through that match?
Yes. It was, again, 1K day. So, you expect a high-scoring game at 1K day. And this game did not disappoint. The way DC started, I'll not talk about Punjab because we've been talking about them a lot. But I mean, just a couple of points maybe. I am really glad to see Mayank Agrawal back in form. I was really glad to see the way he batted. I mean, the way he dominated the bowling. I mean, even the likes of Chris Wokes and Rabada and whatnot. I mean, the way he batted against them was amazing. KL Rahul again... although his innings was a bit too slow. I mean, an opener scoring 61 in 51 balls is it's a match killer, I'd say.
At 1K day that too. Yeah.
at Wankhede that too. But then I kind of understand why. Because he was just playing second fiddle and giving most of the strike to Mayank Agrawal in the initial part of the match. And I think his strike rate in the later half of his innings improved a bit. So that's that. Nicholas Puran finally managed to not get out on zero. He scored some runs. So this was the third game and he finally managed to score some runs. Delhi Capitals, I mean, Prithvi Shaw, man. Those 2-3 sixes that he hit straight down the ground, two sixes, were the highlight of the entire match.
Butter mein se garam knife nikalte na, waisa shot tag. Straight back down the bowler's head.
Amazing. That sound of the bat and that timing. And I mean, he's just playing on another level. I mean, since that Australia tour, he's made an amazing, great comeback in that Vijay Hazare Trophy. And the IPL also, he started with a bang. I think only one match where he did not score much. But in two matches, he scored well. And all the shots that he played were extremely delightful. Dhawan, again, he's in great form since the One Day series. And he's just continuing on to that. It was nice to see Steve Smith also back, although not the way the way we want to see him. He got out cheaply, unfortunately. But yeah, it was a good enough game. I'd say it was a high scorer, but not as exciting as, let's say, that RR that match.
Yeah. At no point did it seem like DC was behind the chase. I mean, Dhawan ensured that they were ahead of the run rate right till the end. Unko whiff as a sniff bhi nahi aane diya. Matlab Dhawan jab tak out hua 92 pe, it was like the damage was done. Matlab wo aadha kar aadhe kya 80% kaam karke ja chuka tha wo.
So they were always.
This is why.
Yeah.
This is why, because the ease with which DC chased the total down, which is why putting things into context, I believe KL Rahul, I mean, yes, I agree that you're giving most of the strike to Mayank Agarwal, but being an opener on a pitch like 1Kd is, you cannot just play at a runner ball or maybe like, you know, just above a runner ball till the end of your innings, because then it's too late. Correct. You can't just expect firepower from one side of the pitch. Go hammer and tongs in the power play. That is why the opener's role is so important, and you have to kind of pick your grounds to play the anchor role, don't you?
Yeah, and the way Mayank Agarwal started, right? So you're absolutely right. So had Rahul played at least a little more aggressively, Punjab could have scored, you never know, I mean, 220, 225, which could have been a winning total on that.
Scoring 204 kind of puts a mental this thing, right? They crossed 200. It's a little bit of a mental thing, but again, they fell short. I believe they were short at least 15 to 20 runs.
But I see Ram has joined. So I think Punjab is like the old RCB. Ya to batting mein hagenge, ya to bowling mein hagenge. Jis din batting achhi karenge, us din bowling gandhi karenge. Jis din bowling achhi karenge, us din batting gandhi karenge. So that match, 222, 223 they had scored and they lost against RR in last IPL. That when Tevatia did Tevatia things.
Yeah.
In this match also, they scored 196 and even after that they lost. And comfortably lost. I mean, as you rightly said, at no point in that second innings did Punjab look like they have a chance. I mean, 198 for 4 and 18.2. I mean, just...
Punjab
lost the plot. I think because of the bowling as well, like bowling changes as well.
Exactly. So that's what. So, yeah, the bowling
a word about Rishabh Pant, you know, wo na kya kar raha hai malum hai kya? Wo jab fielding ho rahi hai na unki, to matlab thoda sa hug raha hai. Lekin usko unki batting lineup pe itna confidence hai na ki matlab they will win them the match. Kaise na kaise to karke. So, matlab he's har ek game mein kuch to uska rahi hai. Just in the previous game, ek bar Vokes ko quota complete nahi karaya, uske next game mein Ashwin ka quota complete nahi karaya.
Yeah.
So this is why thoda karke, but you know what? His statement was scary last time. He said, "Okay, you know what? I've already started enjoying captaincy." And he said that he bol raha ki ho raha maza aa raha hai. Pehle majboori mein kar rahe the, abhi maza aa raha hai.
You know the first match, not the first, like Delhi's first match. they told him you're not playing at home. He's like, yeah, I'm happy you're not playing at home. We'll get better pitches.
Firoz Shah Kotla is a nightmare, dude. Firoz Shah Kotla has been an absolute nightmare. Gambhir has also made this statement in the past. We are glad to be playing away matches. मैं आपको थोड़ा सा डिक करके बताऊंगा कौन से ईयर में बोला था, बट आई एब्सोल्युटली क्रिस्टल क्लियर रिमेंबर हिम सेइंग दिस एट द टॉस, वी आर एक्चुअली हैप्पी प्लेइंग अवे मैचेस. इज ही वाज देन प्लेइंग फॉर डीडी ऑफ कोर्स, दिल्ली डेयर डेविल्स.
या
ऑलराइट, द लास्ट मैच ऑफ दिस वीक हैपेंड राइट, सीएसके वर्सेस आरआर. Again, a relatively high scoring encounter. I mean, of course, a first innings high scoring encounter. Priyesh, would you like to talk us through tonight's match?
Yes. Bits that I noticed in this match. First and the most painful point for me is that I think Dhoni is done and dusted. As one of the biggest fans of his game, especially in the international setup, I think the last 2 years have been laborious at best for him. Right? He has not done justice to his past glorious achievements in the IPL. So I think he should have just taken a non-playing role at CSK. He would have been more than welcome. I think the CSK management has been very respectful of his stature because they have not tried to shuffle things around. I think CSK was a stable team, right? So since years, they don't shuffle things around unless it's absolutely essential. So even here, they've done the same thing, but I think it's time for them to look forward, right? And in Sam Curran, they have got that future captain as well as a linchpin of the side who can do everything, right? And even Jadeja for that matter, right? We tend to overlook Jadeja for important roles. I think similar thing has been done by BCCI as well when they ignored him for A+, right, and went ahead with only Rohit, Boom and Virat. I think he's heavily underrated despite the fact that we have all started to take notice of what he's capable of. But even just with his fielding, he easily saves 20+ runs. Without a doubt.
No doubt. But see, I'll tell you what, two observations from what you just said, right? I mean, see, all of us know that MS was done and dusted in the 2019 World Cup. Tabhi khatam ho gaya tha uska, semi-final mein. Okay.
Correct.
But here's the thing, wo next year bhi khelega. 100% dekh lena, see, Chennai usko retain karegi. Wo, matlab, the decision is not... Yeah, it is not cricket based anymore. I think it is financial and emotional. Dono ka mix.
But he himself will drop out. Yeah, agar usne ye season
exactly.
Kiya na, to mujhe lag raha hai khud nikal jayega wo.
Exactly. Because I was expecting him to drop out. After the UAE.
Season bhi nahi khelna chahiye tha.
Yeah. After the UAE IPL last year, I think he should have dropped out respectfully. But I think this is more of the management's decision to keep him for one more year before the mega auction, right?
Mega
but
auction, yeah.
I don't think that mega auction ke baad he'll be the captain, right? Because they might keep him. I'm not saying that he will drop to a non-playing role. He will definitely be in the lineup, right? But more on the lines of a player coach. And
like Vaughn took in RR, right? 2008 mein Vaughn just kiya tha.
Exactly.
But I feel next will be his last season. He won't play after that.
I also see everyone wants it to be, but I'm telling you, CSK management thinks differently. It was a respectful exit to the season, losing a final to the best team in the IPL. It was a respectful way to bow out, but usko nahi na, usko to aur zaleel hona baki tha. CSK ko first time bottom four mein finish karana hai. Is baar
hame aur zaleel hona hai.
No, I think
abhi to hame
aur zaleel hona
hai. See, I think it's very important that CSK goes into the mega auction with the intention of signing a marquee player. Because if that doesn't happen and they still and continue to have
that to
MSG
a marquee
as a
Indian
captain,
player.
Marquee Indian marquee player, Indian yes, player, yes. Yeah. Yeah. If MSG still continues to be the captain next year, I'm not sure if they...
But okay, here's an interesting question. Who comes to mind?
For CSK, from an Indian setup perspective?
Yeah.
How old is Raina?
Raina
is also done, man.
Again, internationally retired, yeah? You cannot really hand over the cap. Looking at the future, right? You can't do 2 years of stop gap arrangements. That's what.
Correct. I think it's again a bit of a stretch because I don't think he'll be released, but Gill would be perfect.
I was about to say the same
thing. In this setup, right? maybe Shreyas Iyer as well. Because if
Delhi chhodegi nahi, dono ko bhi nahi chhodenge. Chance nahi. Gill ko chhodenge, Shreyas Iyer ko nahi chhodenge. 100%.
Gill ko nahi chhodenge KKR wale.
Gill the thing is right.
RTM ho sakta hai, but usko retain nahi karega. 12 crore.
Haan, retain nahi karenge.
12 or 15 crores is not worth it. You'll get much better.
The point is that, I mean, we can have another discussion on the mega auction itself because you won't get any exciting players who are not retained. You know, all the good players would definitely be
retained. We don't know the rules yet, right? If it's like last time, there will be at least
be a few retentions, but then dekho kya hota hai, pata hai kya? Har baar kabhi na kabhi koi na koi to player aur franchise ka jhagda hota hai. और उसके वजह से वो ऑक्शन के अंदर आता है एंड देन द अदर टीम स्नैप्स हिम अप. तो जैसे एसआरएच का हुआ, उसने शिखर धवन का हुआ, एसआरएच के साथ में उसका अच्छा खासा लगा हो गया था, बट देन अगेन फाइनेंशियल रीजंस की वजह से कुछ ना कुछ तो मनमुटाव हो ही जाता है, दैट इज व्हाई दे पार्टेड वेज. तो वैसा कुछ ना कुछ तो करके नेक्स्ट टाइम भी दे विल रिलीज अ फ्यू प्लेयर्स, मतलब अ फ्यू सरप्राइजिंग रिलीजेस विल बी डन बाय It'll be interesting. Yeah. All right, guys. Good, interesting.
But does anyone of you see Jadeja as a captain material?
I personally don't see.
Exactly.
Absolutely
same.
And Sam Curran is too young for me. Sam Curran is too young.
Yes. I think it's just about perception, right? Because Jaddu has been not perceived in that, you know, intellectual way, like maybe Iyer has been, because Iyer has done nothing of that sort, right? To present himself as the captain material, neither has Pant for that matter. I know that Pant has done some captaincy in the Ranji teams, but I think Jaddu has done as well for Saurashtra. So,
but I'll tell you what, Jaddu is at the twilight of his career. Ye log to relatively nahi hai yaar. Shreyas Iyer and Rishabh Pant and whatnot. And Jaddu ka ek impression, and see, you spoke rightly about perception, all right, Priyesh? आपने एकदम सही पॉइंट बोला. वो सी एक वो परसेप्शन की ही बात कर रहा हूँ. जडेजा ऑलवेज कम्स ऑफ एज अ लोन वुल्फ, मतलब वो ऐसा होता है कि मेरे को मेरा जॉब दे दो, मैं करके आऊंगा. ही डज हिज जॉब वेल इंडिविजुअली. वो ऐसा, मतलब ऐसा नहीं लगता कि किसी बॉलर के ऊपर जाके कंधे के ऊपर हाथ रख के उसको गाइडेंस देगा या ऐसा कुछ करेगा. He has never come across as that kind of a fellow.
So he's a good commander.
So that reminds me of that meme that we were discussing, right? Pant was
Dhoni bhaiya karte to the wicket mil jata tha.
Exactly. And I don't think that that should be a blocker because he leads from example, right? He leads from the front with example, right? For all of them in batting, bowling, fielding, everything.
But so, in modern day cricket, that's not the only thing that you can do away with, no? As a captain.
So, but IPL, mein, I guess, fan base ko bhi log dhyan mein rakhte na, usko de sakta hai. So, you never know. Jaddu can captain CSK. Matlab, mujhe to lag raha hai, ho sakta hai.
I think they will go for Williamson.
Kar sakta hai. Karne ko kya hai? Haan. करने को क्या है, but at least I don't see
कर लेंगे.
करने को तो पंत भी कर रहे हैं.
कर रहा है ना.
नहीं, but पंत तो अभी तो सबका favourite है वो तो.
हाँ, but they had Dhawan, right? It wasn't like they didn't have a
senior. Dhawan नहीं है रे.
Dhawan का give up हो चुका है captaincy.
अश्विन था. Dhawan not a captain material.
नहीं नहीं, captaincy के बारे में नहीं बोल रहा हूँ. I'm just saying कि मतलब he has senior players to go to, मतलब for advice and all of these things. So in the team रहना सही था, but again I believe यार, I don't know, मैं आपको मतलब मैं अपने IPL के pre start होने के पहले की discussion में भी बोला था, I am a big fan of wicket keeper captains, और इसीलिए मुझे ऋषभ पंत की captaincy देखने में बड़ा मजा आ रहा है, and मतलब I'm enjoying the mistakes he's making as well, because it's interesting because I see the future of Indian cricket, maybe after the Rohit Virat debate is over, then once the Prithvi Shaw versus Rishabh Pant, and it's not a debate, but yeah, there are some people who like to call it a debate. Okay, so some people.
But to be honest, in Delhi, I think Prithvi Shaw would be a better captain in the future than Pant.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just hope he finds consistency, man, with the back, because
that's more important. Yes, yes.
I think Prithvi Shaw under 19 mein kar paya kyunki sabke kandhe utne hi height pe the, abhi wo kandhe tak hi nahi pahunch pata hoga kisi ko. That might be one of the blockers as well, but
his trigger movement has changed. Have you noticed? Has anyone, if you noticed while batting? his trigger movement that led to his downfall in the Australia tour. He has worked on it. Thoda sa wo changes dikhta hai. It is, and it's fabulous when you see somebody come back. Finding a weakness and then training on it and coming back stronger.
High elbow. He's
been timing the ball extremely well in this IPL.
He's always been a good timer of the ball. Yeah, high elbow, exactly. Yeah. It's such a delight to watch, isn't it? High elbow. I mean, ऐसे वो down the track players की ये एक रहता है ये high elbow खेलने पूरा का पूरा style. It is
the straighter you play or it's vice versa, right? The straighter you play, the higher your elbow will be, and the higher your elbow will be, the straighter you'll play.
that's spoken like a true all-rounder, Chinmay Kurve, you know. All right, good discussion, gentlemen. In the coming week, which player are you looking forward to the most, or which team are you excited about the most? And is there a particular matchup that you're looking forward to? Let me start with Ram. Ram, which match are you looking forward to the most?
RCB versus.
So RCB are playing RR and CSK in the next week.
Oh, Ram dropped.
Ram got so scared he dropped off the call. Alright, let me move this on to Patki. Patki, which player, which team, and which match are you looking forward to in the next week?
In terms of match, I think tomorrow's match, Mumbai Delhi.
DC versus MI. Correct.
It's in Chennai, right?
It's in Chennai. Delhi have moved their base from Wankhede to Chennai now. Yes.
So it would be very interesting to see how they cope up with the new pitch.
And
in terms of players, I really want Ishan Kishan to click. I mean, it was really painful to see him bat the way he was batting day before yesterday. But I do hope that he finds some form tomorrow against Delhi.
But I honestly hope I don't see that happening in Chennai.
True.
It is not happening. Wo Kolkata jayenge tabhi we play in Kolkata next, right? Eden Gardens mein. In the next phase,
Punjab. We are playing Punjab.
Going to Punjab.
Kal DC and then Punjab on 17th.
No. He's not talking about the team. Right. We are talking about
venue.
We're talking about the venue.
Chennai. Sub Chennai.
I think we are playing five matches. Five matches in Chennai and then we move. Yeah.
So next two matches are at Chennai. Uske baad then
next two matches.
I think we would move to Bangalore, right? After that and then...
No. Delhi. Delhi.
Correct. We're playing our matches in Delhi as well. Interesting. So, Ram Singh is back. All right. Ram Singh, which matches are you looking forward to? RCB plays CSK and RR in the next week, in the coming week. Yeah.
So, my most forward, sabse exciting match abhi lag raha hai, RCB, CSK. Or, I guess Wankhede hoga, right?
Yeah.
RCB versus CSK.
Wankhede.
King Kohli special.
No, RCB moved their base to some other city.
They are going to
Mumbai. Sorry.
What the fuck? They've given Chennai most matches in Mumbai. Yeah, this is unfair. Okay.
Yeah, they also have five games in Mumbai.
So, abhi tak Virat achha match nahi khela ek bhi by his. So, jab Virat Wankhede mein aayega, tab Virat Kohli special dekhne mile against Chennai, tab maza aa jayega. Matlab last week mein apna full nikla, by the way. Maine bola tha Maxi marega KKR ko. So, I hope ye week nikle to bhai maza aa jaye phir.
Yeah, Ram Singh, aisa D-Mart mein na one pay one free milta tissue papers pe, all right? So you should consider that offer.
Top up karke rakh lena.
All right, Chinmay, which player, which team, which match are you looking forward to the most in the next week?
Yeah, same like Patki actually, DC versus MI. About the player, I want to see Surya score a big one now. I mean, we've spoken a lot about how he plays. Even the commentators, right? The other day, they were falling short of words while praising him. And that six he hit. Anyways, let's not go into the details. But So we've spoken a lot about how good he plays and all that. But I've not seen him convert, his innings into a big one. I would really, really want him
to... Like he was doing last year so consistently.
Correct. So, I want him to get at least a 60-70, if not more, in the next match.
I'm desperately waiting for our venue to change. I'm just waiting because it's batting 15 over ka hi match hai, yaar. Fir uske baad mein batting ke liye, you need like पोलार्ड के जैसा when, like, अपनी नैया बचाई है पोलार्ड ने 138 थे पर 19.4 पे उसने छक्का छक्का मार के 150 तक पहुंचाया.
बड़ा टट्टी पिक्चर है चेन्नई का, इनको चेंज करना चाहिए, बहुत ही घटिया विकेट.
एंड सी दिस इज वेयर योर बैटिंग प्रोवेस कम्स इनटू पिक्चर राइट.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
आप वानखेड़े पे आके खेलोगे, आप वानखेड़े पे आके खेलोगे, रन्स बनाओगे, उसमें मजा नहीं आएगा. आप डिफिकल्ट, ये कोहली का डायलॉग है भाई राम, डिफिकल्ट पिच पे बैटिंग करने की मजा ही कुछ और है. सो दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग राइट, चेन्नई का पिच डिफिकल्ट है तो उस पे स्कोर बनाओ, वानखेड़े पे आप 100-200 मार लोगे आराम से.
I can imagine now Virat Kohli says ke mazaa hi kuch aur hai, and then Virat Kohli gets out for a single digit score and background mein awaaz aati hai wah bete mauj kara di,
mauj kara di.
Dekhenge bhai, dekhenge abhi Mumbai mein mauj karne aa raha hai wo.
Oh crap. All right, the match that I am looking forward to the most is Punjab Kings versus Mumbai Indians, just to watch Deepak Hooda versus Krunal Pandya.
I want to see
how that matchup shapes out. I so wish that Deepak Hooda is on the pitch when Krunal Pandya comes out to bowl. And Hooda doesn't bowl, but yeah, the only way these two can square off against each other is when Deepak Hooda is batting and Krunal Pandya is bowling. So
Hooda does bowl off breaks. No, wo bhi dal sakta hai.
Chances of him bowling in the match when Krunal Pandya is batting are very low.
Exactly. Wo shayad matchup ke liye karna chahiye, looking at the situation of the match and whatnot. But yeah, that is one encounter that I'm looking forward to the most. Bahut hi ghatiya type ka unka scene ho gaya tha beech mein, SMAT ke beech mein, Syed Mushtaq Ali ke time pe. And bahut altercation, words were exchanged. Deepak Hooda was suspended by the Baroda Cricket Association for arguing or having an altercation with the captain. I mean, of course, we don't know both sides of the story, but from what has surfaced, Krunal Pandya being the typical, Krunal Pandya that he is, usne, you see what kind of a character he is, right? I mean, wo chakka marega, khud ko punch marega. हर बॉल पे ऐसा बिहेव करता है जैसे उसने तो बॉल ऑफ द सेंचुरी डाला था, फील्डर का गलती था, उसने कैच छोड़ा, उसने मिस भी नहीं किया. तो
वो आया था बीच में,
यस आया.
सो आई बिलीव या आई मीन अपना परसेप्शन टेल्स अस दैट इट वाज क्रुनाल पांड्या एट फॉल्ट, बट पता चलेगा. इट विल बी विजिबल टुमारो, और रादर इट विल बी विजिबल इन द पंजाब किंग्स वर्सेस एमआई मैच. आई एम रियली लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू दैट मैच एंड Hoping for another exciting week of cricketing action in the IPL, and hope to have you guys again with us next Monday or Sunday, whenever all teams must have reached, let's say, 7 or 8 matches each, and we will again discuss the week that was and the week that will be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. You've been fabulous. Good night and see you soon.
Good night. Bye.
Take care.
Good
night. Bye. Bye.
Heyo, I am so happy that you stayed till the end. It gives me immense pleasure that we were able to hold your attention for this long. If you have any sort of feedback on any aspect of the podcast, please let us know. We will be sure to take them into consideration in our next podcast. Stay blessed, stay safe, take care.